Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bad news for Bozo. That would be Joe Biden, Joey Demento. He paved his road with broken glass. The only strategy that I can figure out for this demented clown who was cheated into the White House has to be he hurts the economy and the electorate so badly that even a small recovery feels like a victory. In other words, if gas prices go to $5 a gallon and they drop to $4 a gallon, woohoo, we got a victory. Ships are stranded at sea. You'll hear that it used to cost for a container of ships to sail across the ocean $3,000. That number is now $20,000. You'll hear this on a clip we have for the program today. The Democrats' masterful plan now is they're going to open up the Long Beach port for 24/7. They're going to run all shifts. It's never going to shut down to bring in ships that previously had no disruption under President Trump. So Biden's going to add shifts to a job that Trump did with fewer shifts, and the Democrats call this progress, people. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to this. This is the Kevin Jackson Network. Joe Biden has got problems on top of problems on top of problems. And the only thing you need to do is wait it out. Be smart about it. Go get your products, stock your shelves, because I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to get stuff for quite some time. How do we begin? Well, let's talk about business in the supply chain. See, there are people out there making products in things called factories. Okay, so they manufacture a product. And part of the supply chain is they put this product in a warehouse. Somebody then goes out and sells it. And then they say, okay, now we've got a chain going. We've got a person that sold the product. We got a person that's manufacturing the product. We have a warehouse that's storing the product. We have somebody that ships the product. And then they balance it between how many sales they get the next time versus how much is in inventory, etc. That's how business works. There's the infrastructure piece, the manufacturing piece that says, here's my factory. On the left side of it is sales. How many did the salesman sell? How much does a company make? And how much is out? If you have three columns, sales, operations, and out. Getting it out the door. And that is your supply chain. In every company, those three pillars. So the product is being sold. People are buying it. The problem is there's nobody to make it. Yeah. In America, people are quitting their jobs. There are people making food, processing the food and getting all the going. There's nobody that wants to go and work in a restaurant. I don't know if you guys know this. 4.3 million workers quit in August. 4.3. I'm reading this from CNBC. Workers left their jobs at a record pace in August, with bar and restaurant employees as well as retail staff quitting in droves. Quits hit a new series high going back to December of 2000 as 4.3 million workers left their jobs. The quit rate rose to 2.9%, an increase of 242,000 from the previous month, which saw a rate of 2.7%, according to the Department of Labor's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. The rate, which is measured against total employment, is the highest in a data series that goes back to December of 2000. And here's what they go on to say. And this is why I'm telling you, this is a problem of the Democrats' creation. I want to see how they get themselves out of it. They say quits have been seen historically as a level of confidence from workers who feel they are secure in finding employment elsewhere. So they're saying, well, if you have enough jobs available, workers are ready to quit. Let me tell you why. If you want to measure it that way, that's fine. And it's certainly a viable thing to say. But let me tell you, if that's your measure, is that you've got all these job openings and it's easy to move around, it's called mobility, which, agreed, that when it's a good economy, you have mobility. If you think this mobility is based on a good economy, you're wrong. It's based on an economy where people have decided, I don't want to work. See, if those workers are all going to go from a job to another job and to a better job, perhaps. Some of them will. The majority of them will. When you quit a job, you probably went to go do something better. But a lot of these people are saying, you know what? I'm just going to, it isn't worth it. I'm going to quit. And so the reason why you're seeing these, when they say, oh, well, we expect 500,000 new jobs and they only get 200,000 new jobs, is 300,000 people said, I don't even care. The jobs are out there. If they weren't out there, I mean, believe me, employers are screaming for people. Please come. They're giving incentives for menial jobs. So the quit rate, which normally would be the sign of a good economy, the quit rate during the Reagan years was phenomenal because people were jumping from, oh, I just got a $15,000 raise. You know, if you were making 35 and you could go to 50, great. The jobs are there. Good paying jobs, and people still aren't taking them, which is why ships are sitting in the middle of the ocean waiting to dock. What do we have coming up? What's it called? Oh, yeah. The biggest retail shopping center, shopping time of the year. So if Biden's going to try to clear the backlog and then have this great Christmas season, good luck. It takes a long time for ships to pass through the ocean, and in the winter, the weather's not that good. So, good luck with this. He's creating this problem for himself. And I'm going to tell you, you can do the analysis. I'm not dumb. I do understand the indicators. But if they want to, you know, pee on you and tell you it's raining, don't go for it. Consumer prices are soaring. People are upset. They're paying two times. I mean, I can't tell you. I just every time I go to the grocery store and I get ground beef and it's the price of what used to be for a steak. And you say to yourself, what in the world? And, you know, I know the family that owns a grocery store chain. They're like, man, these prices, this is what we're getting. Is this a strategy of the Democrats to make it so bad on us that we, you know, we're ready to settle for anything? I think that is it. And I think you've got to hold firm. And, you know, we got to look at the timing of all of this, and we'll discuss more of it after we get back to the break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You ever put somebody stupid in charge of a project? Maybe at work, they forced them on you, affirmative action or something. Or maybe you just did it, you did it on your own. And by the way, stupid is not a bad thing. I mean, children are stupid. They're stupid until they learn stuff. You ever put one of your kids in charge of a project because you wanted them to learn and you knew they were going to make mistakes and you were going to be there to supervise them? Well, that's what Democrats did. They put a brain dead clown in charge of the economy and somebody above him is trying to watch him apparently take charge of the economy. I'm speaking of Joe Biden. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, talking about bad news for Bozo. Bozo being Joe Biden, Joey Demento. Talked about 4.3 million workers quitting. They have a quit index. And normally that means it's, you know, number of people moving from job to job. They're not finding that. Here's what Kevin McCarthy wrote on the, because the GOP follows all this stuff, rightfully so, because they want to keep up with this clown that they allowed to cheat and to get into office. And here's what Kevin McCarthy wrote. While forecasters expected the economy to add roughly 1 million jobs in April, the Department of Labor reported that a mere 266,000 jobs were added. Just as staggering, despite 8.1 million jobs being posted on the last business day of March, hires stayed at 6 million through the end of last month. Now, this was written a while back because it was April and March, etc. Less than a third of the way into his first year, Biden delivered the worst jobs miss in decades. He goes on, Republicans have been warning Democrats about the dangers of passing trillion-dollar bills that disincentivize would-be workers by providing hundreds extra in weekly federal unemployment aid, and last month's jobs report shows exactly why. Walt Worthy, a hotel owner from Washington State, explained the struggle he and so many other business owners are facing, stating, "We are competing against unemployment. All the hard times you hear about going on out there, and you can't find people who want to work." Folks, even with unemployment going away, people still are saying, "We don't want to go to work." Says, unfortunately, the consequences of Biden's flawed system of governance don't end there. Under his, and I'll use leadership loosely, the path back to normal has been burdened not just by the difficulty inspiring a return to the workforce and the monumental debt that will be felt for generations, but by higher consumer costs on everything from groceries to gasoline. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and explain to you that You can give me the theoretical climate change, and you'll hear Pelosi. We got a clip of her talking about why they can't sell this reconciliation bill. And in fact, let's play it, because I want you to listen closely to what she starts talking about when she says to the press, "Why aren't you helping us sell this?"
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Our latest CBS News poll shows that only about 10% of Americans describe themselves as knowing a lot of specific things that are in the reconciliation package, and that the majority don't know anything at all. So do you think you need to do a better job at messaging, and going forward, how do you sell this if ultimately you have to?
Well, I think you all could do a better job of selling it, to be very frank with you, because every time I come here, I go through the list. Family medical leave, climate, the issues that are in there. And
now, I'm sure you caught that. Family medical leave and climate, well, you know the issues that are in there. And she stops there. Because, see, the farce of climate change isn't going to sell. When your gasoline prices are up, what, 22, I'm looking at the data, say they've increased from 9.1% from the past month, and we're up 22.5% from last year. Now, this was back in April. It's even higher now. The average price of gas, this is what McCarthy wrote back in April, is now over $3 for the first time since 2014, the last time Biden was in office. And it's higher than this now. It continues to go up. People are talking about gas prices approaching an average of $5. We got the winter season coming up. You know what they're predicting? They're predicting your heating bills are going to go up. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. So, here's my point. You want to talk to me about climate change being the biggest existential threat, blah, 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 whatever, when my average price of the, I mean, on a fixed income, or certainly an income you can't massage too much, and suddenly you go out and your groceries are up 20-30%, gasoline's up, the price to heat and cool your house up, everything that you have to do is up, and suddenly that little bit of extra change you had to enjoy life is going away. Democrats are milking that away from people. They're taking it away little by little. And it's not happening one part at a time. It's happening in a full swath. Now, they've incentivized people to just stay home and get that check. Okay, that's fine. I get it. It's funny. I saw an article that said Democrats' plan to give away money isn't working. Americans are bigger than just taking that money. I'm telling you, even though there is a lot of people that are at home and, you know, they feel like the government's going to take care of them, there's still this thing that says, I want to get out there and work. So the Democrats have this problem of trying to, I mean, because human nature says, I want to be out there in the workforce, but why am I not wanting to go? Let me tell you, part of it's uncertainty. I go get a job and then they shut it down again. Can you imagine you're in the health sector, or you're in the retail sector, retail restaurant, and stores close. You went through this cycle where for months you couldn't have a job. You don't know when you could go back. They called you back in. Maybe they shut it down again. The idea that there could be more mask mandates, there could be more of this, or maybe it's the idea that you got to get a shot. That 4.3 million jobs that I talked about earlier, maybe a bunch of it was, oh, they mandated I get a shot. I'm going to leave my job. I don't know if that exists. Maybe my producers can go look and see how many people quit because they said, I'm not getting that jab. I'm not getting the clot shot, the death poke, whatever you want to call it. How many of that 4.3 million were that? How many of them are saying, I'm not working for anybody where I have to have that? So what is the makeup of those 4.3 million? Is it mostly conservatives who are looking to say, you know what, I can get a better job by moving. I have the job mobility now. They are offering more incentives, etc. And how many of them are pikers that say, I'm done. My job is meaningless. I could go get more money on unemployment right now. And how many of them were the ones who said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not taking the jab. I'll find a job where I don't have to take the jab. I don't have an answer to any of these things except to tell you that people are making life and death changes to their livelihoods because of what Biden's doing. And that level of uncertainty is coming across loud and clear. It's coming across in, you know, am I going to shop more for Christmas this year? I've already made this prediction. This is going to be one of the worst retail years we've had in a long time. It'll certainly be less retail sales than during the Trump years.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Food and Drug Administration is delaying a decision on authorizing Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents to assess whether the shot may lead to a heightened risk of a rare inflammatory heart condition called myocarditis. Confessed Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is telling a judge he doesn't want to face trial for attacking a jail guard just months after the Parkland shooting.
Attempted aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer with a deadly weapon, how do you wish to plea?
I plead guilty.
Count two, battery on a law enforcement officer, how do you wish to plea?
Guilty.
He will now automatically go to the sentencing phase, which he'll face up to 15 years in prison. Cruz is also apparently ready to change his plea deal for all of the murder and attempted murder charges associated with the Madre Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. USA Radio News. Some community members are supporting John Deere workers picketing outside a plant in Ottumwa, Iowa.
This is kind of a life-changing event. You know, without this, families are going to lose their homes.
Ottumwa native Tony Fitzsimmons marching with picketers on the first day of the UAW auto strike on Thursday. That audio courtesy of NBC News. John Deere saying it's committed to working with the union to get a deal done and get workers back on the job. A 20-year-old U.S. Army sergeant has finally been brought home to Leslie, Michigan, after being missing in action since November 1950 during the Korean War. William Cavender's remains were identified through DNA analysis in May 2020 after being found in North Korea. He was buried Thursday next to his parents in St. Cornelius and Cyprian Parish Cemetery. His younger sisters say they were grateful to give him a proper burial. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why is Trump's constant looming out there a big issue for the Democrats? It's a reminder. It's a reminder of the way things were. See, most presidents, they go away and you don't hear much from them. Donald Trump, who knows he got cheated, he says, no, every time you screw up, I'm going to remind people. I'm going to be there to tell them, oh, do you remember the good old days when I was in there? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of many goods and services have increased significantly over the past year. Let me just give you a few. Gasoline has increased 45.1% in the past 12 months. Energy, 24.5% in the past 12 months. Fresh fish and seafood, 6.4%. Fresh whole milk increased 7.5%. Fresh fruits increased 8.4% in the past 12 months. Major appliances, 13.7% in the past 12 months. Furniture and bedding, 8.6%. Footwear, 6.5%. Airfares increased 24.6%. Commodities have collectively increased 9% in the past 12 months. But guess what? The media is, woohoo, your Social Security went up 5.5%, the biggest increase since blah, blah, blah. Well, which one of those numbers that I give you was lower than 5.5%? Answer, not one. You want to know what energy? Oh, by the way, did I mention bacon? Bacon has increased 8.4%. So here we got gasoline, energy, bacon, fresh fish, fresh whole milk, fresh fruits, major appliances, footwear and airfare and commodities. The lowest one has increased 6.5%. The highest one, 45.1%. And the media and Joey Demento's team wants to celebrate the 5.5% increase that you got in Social Security, or the 5.5% increase you got in your salary. So let me put this a different way. All the companies that these people want to punish, the pork producers, the milk producers, the farmers, the people making major appliances, etc., they are feasting on you. And Joey Demento says, yeah, but you got a higher paycheck. Woo-hoo, look at this. I'm just telling you, if you want to look at the economy and say, boy, things are going great, you can't measure it with these inflationary numbers. Let me put it a different way. If the GDP of America is $20 trillion, which it's not quite that large, And you add a trillion because the price of all everything went up. You haven't increased productivity. It's a fake trillion. And so that's going to come back to bite Joe Biden, because this lady wrote this article. She says, as the Biden administration continues to fail on almost every front, Americans are losing faith in the country's economic future. So let me put this way. You got this fake, everything's inflationary beyond the growth of your paycheck, which means your consumer confidence is lower. Because you're going, I can't afford this stuff. And so you pull back. What the economy can't stand is a pullback. It has to keep money flowing. It's the jet stream of how money works. So when people are confident, they're spending. And that spending creates a frenzy because people say, I need more products. So the manufacturers are operating. Other things that spur from those businesses, ideas, entrepreneurship, it comes up because that money's working. What Biden's done is he has effectively put a brake on the economy, and it's covered up in all these other things. It's covered up in the inflation. And Janet Yellen, who made a comment about, you know, the supply chain and all this, she understands that this can't last. She's telling you this is going to be around. I shouldn't say it's not going to last. She's saying the good times aren't going to last. You're going to have to buckle down because this isn't going away. She can't artificially keep a lid on inflation for money and housing, you know, and keeping the interest rate low as the inflation rate continues to, just soar. This is what they did in the time of Obama because they were playing affirmative action politics, affirmative action, economy. But you can't do that for a long period. You've got to make those adjustments. And Biden is forcing them to make those adjustments. But here's what's really interesting about this whole thing is what's their way out? They cratered the economy with Wu Flu. They completely destroyed it, intentionally so, because they wanted universal basic income. They wanted working wage and all these other things. And so then when they tried to soften it and say, well, now you can go back to work, people went, wait a minute, I'm not going to go try to get dependent again. I'm going to wait until the dust settles. And Biden gave them all the incentive to do it. They extended unemployment, et cetera. So even when it goes away, now what people are saying, they got snake bit. Why am I going to go back and get a retail job? Why am I going to go get that job at a retail restaurant when I don't know if I'm going to have it? It may only be temporary. Right now, I built the level of stability in my life. Maybe you're living with somebody. I don't know what you did to get stable. But here's what I'll tell you. Your level of stability is much better than rolling the dice on a demented clown. A guy who's heckle and Jekyll. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know whether they're going to force you to get a shot. You don't know whether they're going to force your business to shut down, your boss's business to shut down. You don't know anything. So you know what you'd rather do? You'd rather have that level of consistency, even if it's subsistence. It's not what you're used to. He can't fix this economy with the strategy that he has. This is what I'm telling you. As a strategist, you have to have something that you go, okay, this will work. You know, this, when I get to the end of this, this will work. If you were to say to me, yeah, I mean, look, I'm not going to build a strategy right now on the radio. But whatever you decide to do, the end game of it has to be people in their human nature decide this is the right course for me to travel. So let me put it a different way. If Biden were to say, look, we overreacted on Wu Flu. We will not shut this economy down again over something like this. And issue an apology. And tell people how we're going to come out of this and recover. And that it's okay to go back to work. And you're not going to get shut down. You won't have to get vaccinated. We will figure this out. It would change in a dime. But he can't do that. Because if he does that, he's admitting the fraud. Do you understand what I'm talking about when it comes to strategy? I hope I'm making you people see. So anyway, consumer confidence has dropped dramatically. They say this. Although the fall months typically see consumer spending slow down as summer vacations end and children return to school, it is especially concerning to see consumer spending fall to a six-month low when the economy is supposed to be on the road to recovery. Amid concerns that post-pandemic recovery may be slowed down with, here we go, the rise of COVID variants, the conference board indicated that consumer confidence dramatically dropped during the month of August to 113.8. It fell more than 10 points from July when it stood at 125.1. They said consumer confidence retreated in August to its lowest level since February of 2021, where it was 95.2. Now, keep in mind, it was 95.2. It came up a bit because we sort of came out of this morass from the WooFlu scam. But now it's about to start dropping again. So here's what's interesting. So she says concerns about the Delta variant, and to a lesser degree, rising gas and food prices resulted in a less favorable view of the current economic conditions and short-term growth prospects. However, to quell worries that this could indicate negative consequences for the U.S. economy, Franco added, while the resurgence of COVID-19 and inflation concerns have dampened confidence, it is too soon to conclude this decline will result in consumers significantly curtailing their spending in the months ahead. Well, maybe that's true, but I'll tell you what, ships sitting out in the ocean that can't deliver their products because the supply chain has been disrupted, that may be a little bit more proof. They go on to say this, in an already uncertain economic recovery with rising inflation and a government that passes multi-trillion dollar spending bills, it is understandable that Americans are worried. Amid looming threats, here's where it comes, people, pay attention, you're in church. Amid looming threats of renewed lockdowns and job insecurity due to vaccine mandates, an economic slowdown seems natural if the government does not quickly restore hopes that the U.S. is on its way to putting COVID-19 behind us. It's exactly what I said. By the way, I didn't cheat and read ahead. I'm telling you, I already see it. You can't. The strategy they have around WooFlu is doomed. Biden's got two courses of action. One, continue and make life H-E double crooked socks. Or he's got to admit he's wrong and free people and hope it revives the economy in time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are going to begin tonight with one of the biggest problems weighing down the American economy and driving up prices. Today, President Biden vowed to fix the supply chain backlog that has stranded scores of cargo ships loaded with clothes, computers, and other goods.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That was Nora O'Donnell of CBS. She's reporting on this supply chain problem. We're going to let you hear the rest of this clip because it identifies the other issues that Biden has. And as you listen to this, I want you to understand, we didn't have this problem under Trump. And you have a former president who, in my opinion, is still president, who didn't go away. And he's going to highlight this until he heckles Biden out of office. He's the guy heckling the comedian who's funnier than the comedian. And this is Biden's problem. And it is not going to go the way. Play the rest of the clip.
The Port of Los Angeles will now be open 24/7, and top CEOs promise to expand their warehouse hours. This number tells it all. The price of shipping one container from China to the West Coast went from $3,000 last year to $20,000 last month. It is a big reason why consumer prices jumped more than 5% since last year. Well, if there's a silver lining, it's this. Because of inflation, those receiving Social Security will see their payments jump nearly 6% next year. It's the biggest increase in 39 years. CBS's Carter Evans is following the situation at the West Coast ports, but we're going to begin with CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House. Good evening, Ed.
Good evening, Nora. The president's saying that these moves are designed to speed up the delivery of goods all across the country. The White House tonight keenly aware that any big issues with the backlog could severely affect the holiday shopping season and potentially the president's political standing.
This is a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain.
The Port of Los Angeles, the nation's largest, will now operate around the clock, along with the nearby Port of Long Beach. Together, they handle about 40% of the country's container traffic, carrying laptops, TVs, and toys, and holiday gifts, soon to be in higher demand.
The commitments being made today are a sign of major progress in moving goods from manufacturers to a store or to your front door.
CEOs from top retail and delivery companies who met with the president today pledged to work more off-peak hours to clear the cargo.
Can this administration guarantee that holiday packages will arrive on time?
We are not the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx. We cannot guarantee. What we can do is use every lever at the federal government disposal to reduce delays.
The supply chain headaches have sparked product shortages, longer delivery times, and inflation, with price increases up 5% from last year, impacting shoes, appliances, and groceries. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told Nora it won't end soon.
But I don't mean to suggest that these pressures will disappear in the next month or two.
All of these factors pushing consumer confidence down and increasing pressure on the president.
As a consumer, it's going to make you feel rotten. And when you feel rotten as a consumer, you take it out on whoever's in office. And that is what this administration is going to have to deal with.
Bad news for Bozo. Bad news for the Democrats. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I've already said all this. And I can tell you, I didn't have the numbers. I didn't realize the shipping cost had gone from $3,000 to $20,000. You understand that is a over 300% increase to move products from one place to another. Can you imagine what Trump would be happening to Trump if everything that is going on right now that I've just reported and what you just heard on that, consumer prices jumped 5%. As I said in the previous segment, I gave you the numbers. Gasoline increased 45%. Energy, 24%. It's higher, 24.5%. I'm just going to give you the raw number. Bacon, 8%. Fresh fish, 6%. Whole milk, 7%. Fresh fruits, 8%. Major appliances, 13%. Furniture and bedding, 8%. Footwear, 6%. Airfares, 24%. Commodities, an average of 9%. And you know what? Oh boy, it's only been 5%. That's because they're not counting all the other things that people use every day. They're looking at whatever the numbers are they're looking at. They're skewed. They've been Bidenized because they got to sanitize those numbers because they do not want you to know how bad things are. It is horrible news for Joe Biden. Bad news for Bozo. Social Security got to jump 5%. Let me tell you, do you know what Social Security, the average, I don't know what the number is, but let's say it's $1,200, $1,500 a month you're getting in Social Security. Now, if you are listening to my voice, you probably have a mortgage or you have a rent of some type. The only way you can survive on Social Security is if you are living with a relative and you're just using your check to augment. That's the only way you can survive on that kind of money. So, okay, great. They give you a 5% jump coming next year. What are you going to do when the winter heat hits? What are you going to do? You're going to the grocery store every day with your SNAP card going, this card isn't getting me 80% of what I used to get. But the Democrats understand it. They understand that Joe Biden's in trouble. They're in trouble because you can't cheat if you don't have a good economy. You can't cheat if there's no boogeyman for you to run against. So in the 2022 midterms, Democrats don't have Trump to kick around. In fact, Donald Trump's going to be fighting against them to say, see, this is what happens when you steal an election. This is what happens when you put an incompetent person in charge of the economy. What did I have the economy doing? And it's too short of a muscle memory for people to go, oh, no, Donald Trump was horrible on the economy. They've even tried it. Right now they're trying to convince people, it's not Joe Biden's fault. It's the Republicans' fault. They're not passing our big, fat spending bills. Let me tell you something that should scare the living daylights out of you. The Democrats have stolen $6 trillion. That is clearly a third of our GDP. In 1 year, they put it back into this economy, and it hasn't done anything. How much money would it take? If you gave the Democrats the entirety of our GDP for this year, and you said, throw it back into the economy, here's what I'm going to make you a bet. We wouldn't profit, we wouldn't gain a thing. Oh, it would be some temporary gains. Stock market would shoot up. You know, people would go crazy. Leftists would go, look at how great we are. It would be nothing. There would be no new manufacturing jobs, no good paying jobs. There'd be no innovation, anything. It would all be given to social media, things that have no benefit to this economy whatsoever. It would be corruption and graft, fraud. That's what they would use it for. So what's their worry? They're going to come through a crappy holiday season. And here's the problem with the economy. There's an old saying, you slap the head of a dinosaur, the tail doesn't feel it for 2 weeks. Well, we have an economy that's a dinosaur. It was running good. It was running like a cheetah until Joe Biden took over. And now it's a dinosaur. So the economy under Biden can't turn on a dime. It can't turn on a dime for anybody. But you have a much better chance under Trump. But this economy can't turn on a dime because it's fighting itself. And that's, hopefully I've conveyed that. You can't have a woo-foo strategy that shuts down entrepreneurs and the entrepreneurial spirit and then expect the economy to rebound. You can't have the level of uncertainty where people say, I want to go back to work, but I'm not going to go back to work if this same thing's going to happen. I'd rather just stay where I'm at. Look, there's a certain comfort in knowing what your misery is versus getting your hopes up and then having it fall again. And Joe Biden is going against human nature in almost everything that he's doing. So you're seeing this huge thing, these huge issues that aren't going to rectify themselves. CEOs are going to have people working more hours. Well, what does it mean when you work more hours off peak? When you work second shift, third shifts, you got to pay more. That means higher consumer prices, overtime pay, cost of goods is going to go up. Now, you may shorten delivery times, but let me tell you, speed to market also means it costs you more. What do you pay? Do you pay more when you want something shipped in a day or something shipped in a week? And the inflation warnings are already being done. Yellen is saying without Yellen, pardon the pun, that we better buckle down. You better saddle up and get ready because you're on a bucking bronco. And it's not going to get any better. So consumer confidence is low, and rightfully so. And here's the thing that people have to understand. Whether it's the stock market, give me your industry, and I will tell you, if the people lose faith in your industry or your product, you are sunk. They have lost faith in the Biden administration, and rightfully so. And Biden can't restore it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.